It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Isn't John Sterling doing some games?
He's going to come back for the playoffs, they said.
Somebody said we should get sour shoes on for when Mad Dog Russo calls in at 9:20. I'll get sour shoes on. I don't care. That's up to him. He calls in whenever he wants. My favorite call ever is when he did Ringo Starr.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ringo Starr, my birthday. Francesa hangs up.
He just couldn't take a joke sometimes. Or he didn't know the joke was happening. Either that or it was the longest bit in radio history.
What?
That Francesa would act like he didn't know it was a joke.
No, that he doesn't. That's right, what made him fun.
I'm asking. Do you think Mad Dog will give the Guardians a shot to get to the World Series?
We'll find out at 9:20. I have a bad feeling. Hopefully he will surprise me. We will find out at 9:20. You made me nervous all of a sudden when you said that.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going
to
say.
According to Austin Hedges, we might have the best manager in baseball. Austin Hedges.
He's one of the most special humans I've ever met. You know, not just as a manager, as a man. That guy is a leader of men. He's a stand-up human being. And to have him up top leading us, you know, it's a blessing. You know, we've had one of the greatest managers in the history of baseball for a long time. And I love Terry Francona with all my heart. But this is probably the best year of managing I've ever seen in my life.
There you go.
That is that's unbelievable from somebody like Hedges.
He
was
button.
On a World Series champion last year.
He was. Who the hell's the manager of the Rangers?
It was Bochy.
Bruce Bochy.
Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy's a hell of a manager, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as Stephen Vogt.
You know what? That's fair. He goes on a little bit further, does Austin Hedges, says why he's the best manager he's ever seen.
It's just about the day-to-day. It's really, really hard to be the same every day and to convince, to make guys, not make guys, but allow guys to get better every day while also looking them in the eye and they know that he believes that they're more than good enough right now to help us win a ball game today. And that's a real difficult paradox in the world is I gotta work today, but also I am good enough to be the best in the world today. And that guy just exudes that. The fact that he's done it all the way, you know, up until now, and I know he's only gonna get better as we go into the postseason. You know, I feel like I learn every single day from him on and off the field. And I'm just honored to be on a group with him.
I love the fact that they were able to keep this together throughout the year, that even with the injuries, even with the 17 platoons that they've been working with, which is why, by the way, no one's going to pick you to win. I mean, that's why I wonder about Mad Dog, because everybody's going to say the same thing about the Guardians. They have a great, great organization. And then they'll look at the roster and they'll go, what is that guy batting? What is the bottom of the order? Who are the guys that you would pinch hit? Like, it's just not, it's not going to dazzle, right? It's not going to inspire a ton of confidence. But yet, Vogt has dealt with this the entire year. And they have gone up against plenty of good teams.
It's true.
And gotten victories and done it different ways. Some games, it's manufacturing. Some games, it's been the long ball. Obviously, they have way more pop than they did the last few years under Tito, where they were dead last in the majors and home runs. This year, they were able to find some pop. Guys did get cold. You know, the second half of the year, you didn't have David Fry and Stephen Kwan putting up the insane numbers that they started the year off with. But despite that, whatever their approach was, they were able to stay there while the other teams were fluctuating as well.
We've been talking all this time about Manny Clase winning the Cy Young, and we should. But is Stephen Vogt the manager of the year then?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right? Like that's a done deal. That's a done deal. Is there anybody else you can think? Mitch?
It's between him and Cataro, but once you wrap up the AL Central, Vogt's got it in the bag.
Yeah, he's going to get it. I mean, okay. Their total before the year, somebody called up and said, oh, this isn't that big of a surprise. It's baseball. Anything can happen. Okay, but Vegas had you at 79 wins.
Yeah, 79. I mean,
come on. This is
I picked him at 82. Well, yeah.
And with him and Cataro, they, 3 weeks ago, they were tied. Yeah. They were even. And now they have a 6.5 game lead on the Royals.
I mean, that's why I think they have seen.
By the end of the weekend, they could have the division.
I think they've seen enough adversity, to deal with. I mean, they gave up a 9-game lead. August was rough. They had a 7. They lost a week of games straight. They lost 7 in a row. It was not as bad as it possibly could be, but it was pretty bad for a lot of fans out there watching this, because we all thought that maybe this is going to be where it falls down, and they got it. They got it righted. I think that Jonkenzie Noel was the shot in the arm they needed. I think that that guy never got tight, and so because he was always just seemed so happy to be there, and I think it kind of loosened some other people up. But I also have to look at that bullpen and how well that bullpen's done all throughout the year. But the starting rotation starting to come to a little bit of fruition. It's still not where we want it to be, but solidifying a little bit. Where Matt Boyd has done a fine job for this team. If Alex Cobb's fingies could just be fixed, then I think Alex Cobb would be great. You know, I want to see better. I think everybody wants to see better out of Gavin Williams. But when you have Tanner Bibee there, it's like, all right, we start a series with Tanner Bibee, and then we work our way down the line. I don't know whether it would be Boyd or Williams who would be number two. I'm not sure what people would think about that, but that's a conversation we could have here over the next week. But it was an impressive job to keep everybody's heads above water, because it's a long season, and teams, you look over to the East, there's a team in the National League that we don't get along with one of their hosts on the radio, and they have started out hot each of the last 2 years just to flame out very, very poorly. 216-474-0092. We will talk.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.